and welcome to Ask the Coach for November the 13th, 2019. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running. So this afternoon, I wanted to talk to you about resistance training and when you should do it on your program. Now, I know that not everyone does a resistance training I program for them, but I really wish you would. There's lots of good reasons for doing resistance training. Quite apart from it helps to injury-proof you, it actually does help you to run faster for other kind of biochemical reasons and for running efficiency. So that's kind of a subject for another day. But I did just want to talk today about when you should do them. And so what's precipitated this is I had a discussion with someone who was doing some glute activation exercises because they'd had some, I think it was some RTB issues. And he was doing them after a run. So I just sort of asked why, and whether as someone who knew what they were talking about, asked him to do that. I use physio. But he'd actually just decided to do them after his run. So there's a good reason not to do that. You're talking about glute activation exercises. So what they're doing is helping you to activate the neural pathways and helping you, what you're wanting to do is activate generally, talking about your glutes, he was talking about glute max. So that's the big bum muscle. If you don't activate that at the right time, you can overuse your hamstrings or the muscles at the side of your hips or your TFL or something, which is also sort of towards the front and side of your hips and or your hip flexors. So the idea is to try to really get your glutes firing at the right time and, as I say, developing those neural pathways. And so then you want to carry that through on into your run. So you want to do it before a run so that those pathways are firing as you start. The other thing is too with any kind of activation exercises, and most commonly they're glute activation exercises that we runners need to do, is that oftentimes they'll require quite a bit of concentration, because if your muscles aren't firing as they should be, you've really got to, it's kind of like mind over matter to make them actually fire when you want them to. So you don't want to go into those glute activation exercises a little bit fatigued, because it'll impair your concentration and your ability to actually switch those muscles on when you want to. But apart from activation exercises, there's a lot of research now that is showing that if you do, say, a heavy leg weight session, like quite high intensity, so when you do, say, up to about 6 repetitions of an exercise, and then that's pretty much to failure. So it's really, working at what's called your 6 repetition max weight, meaning you can do 6 and no more, then that's a high-intensity workout. So if you're doing that sort of a workout, if you actually do then a higher intensity run within 24 hours, and a couple of studies I think have shown that it could also be up to 48 hours, your run workout is going to be impaired because of the adaptive processes that are going on inside your body as a result of doing the high intensity weights workout. So if you do an easy run in the afternoon, say of a day where you've had a high intensity weights workout, that's not going to impair your running performance or your workout. But just those 2 high intensity sessions within a 24-hour period, the problem is you're not going to actually get the maximum benefit you could from your running workout if you're going into it still kind of adapting to that training that you have done, that sort of heavy weight session on your legs, for example. So if you had a higher volume resistance training workout, which say might be up to about 15 repetitions of an exercise, which I have a tendency to prescribe for people, particularly when you're first starting out, or if you've been a little recalcitrant with doing your resistance training, you might still be doing 15 repetitions rather than getting onto some heavier stuff. Or it might, it might be to do with the timing of your race plans and that sort of thing, and other cross training that you're doing. So there's all sorts of reasons to not to do sort of heavier stuff. But if you were still on the kind of the higher volume, lighter stuff, that doesn't really seem to have nearly as much effect on your ability to get the maximum out of your high intensity running sessions. So pretty much that's a rule of thumb. Don't do a high intensity weight session and a high intensity running session within 24 hours of each other. If you can leave a little bit longer gap in between them, that would be even better. Also, I tend to try to get you, if you're doing six or more running sessions in a week, I will probably schedule your resistance training onto the same day as a run, say a harder run, so that when you're running easy, you'll actually have an easy day of running, or even like it allows you to be able to have a total rest day rather than, say, having a hard run one day and resistance and an easy run the next day and then a hard run the day after. That way you're never really getting much of an easy day in. So if we just sort of make one day super hard and the next one easier, that seems to have better results as well. So hopefully that's helped a little bit with your scheduling, trying to sort of just, if you're moving and if you're scheduling around, it'll help you to get the most out of your running workouts. But as usual, if you have any questions about, you know, like when you can move your sessions around a little bit, pop a question actually in the Facebook comments, because someone else may well have a very similar question.